Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, we got the first casualty of spring training. Oswald Peraza will be down for 6 to 8 weeks. Right shoulder strain there. So, you know, it was kind of all smiles so far in the first few weeks of Yankee camp. But you figure at some point, you know, someone will get the injury bug now. This is kind of the backup shortstop, so nothing to go crazy about, but worth getting into. So we'll go into the injury, kind of explain what it is, how long he's going to be out, and what other options the Yankees have as Peraza, which, again, probably looking at as a backup shortstop, maybe once in a while, a little third base, second base. So, again, not detrimental, but nevertheless, kind of annoying. We'll get into the whole injury. But before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this podcast here at Section 420 Talking Yankees. And, of course, go to the YouTube channel, YouTube, Section 420 Talking Yankees. Get some content there as well. Catch it all. So it was smooth sailing so far. And, of course, now just recently hear that they have to shut down Peraza. You know, looks like he was bad on the injury, then came back for a few games and hurt his shoulder again. Went for an MRI, and I guess the official diagnosis, I mean, it's a right shoulder strain, but if you want to be a guest on Jeopardy, it's called a subscapularis strain. So, you know, next time on Jeopardy, someone asks you what's a subscapularis strain, now you know a right shoulder strain. Looks like they have to shut him down 6 to 8 weeks then. They're hoping maybe by April 20th he can start a throwing program and then maybe join the team sometime in May there. And it wasn't like he was exactly, you know, doing well, hitting well in spring training anyway, and maybe part of the shoulder. And we've seen this, you know, we've seen this with Peraza before and previously. He's had some problem with that shoulder last season when, you know, Josh Donaldson was bad out of the gate. The game was shut there at third base, and then Peraza also had a foot problem there. So it seemed like this guy's got a bit of the injury bug. This kind of a little contagious there with the injuries, and you kind of have to worry about that. And I don't want to sell the guy away already and give up on him. He's only 23 years old. But you kind of get the sense now with him. I mean, he's been up here, up and down since 2022. And to me, it just seems like he's going to be another Miguel Andujar or maybe another Eduardo Nunez, if you want to go back even further than that, where a guy has some good raw talent, you know, put up some decent numbers in the minors, but just for some reason just can't put it together up here on the major league level. And again, I'm not going to sell him out already. It's early in the season, but you just get the sense he's just never going to be a keeper, so to speak. Someone like, even like a Gleyber Torres, you know, this can be good for a number of years. And, you know, maybe you don't even sign him long term, but at least, you know, it's a competent person coming up to your system and you kind of don't have to worry about him. Peraza, I don't know, he's up and down, and you know, are you really been impressed with him so far when he's been here? He hasn't got a ton of playing time. He lost a shortstop job last season to Volpe, who had a great spring training. So he never really got a full shot there. And maybe at some point he will break through. We'll see what happens. But you still get the sense he's going to stick it along. I get to see him almost be a situation like a Miguel Andujar where, you know, he's a good raw talent, but you don't have anywhere to play him. And the defense isn't really the greatest, maybe. I mean, I think he's a better defender than both Eduardo Nunez and Andujar. But it just seems like he's never going to get a shot here. So, but nevertheless, he's going to be gone for 6 to 8 weeks. Now, you figure that might open up the doors to Oswaldo Cabrera, but even though he only came to shape a little bit in better shape and had a better mind frame so far, he's only been hitting 1 for 23 so far in these games. You know, it's only been a couple of weeks, so he really hasn't been that impressive. Now, the Yankees do have some other options. Remember, you know, Cashman brought a lot of pieces in off the waiver wise and made a lot of you know, minor league deals and minor league spring training invite moves. So you have the likes of Kevin Smith. You have Josh Van Meter. You have Jeter Downs, who made that good, you know, crossbody throwing play a couple of weeks ago. Again, none of these guys are really hitters, so to speak, but just someone to demand the field at shortstop if, you know, Volpe gets hurt or just needs a day off there. At least he got a couple of competent options. You would like Oswaldo Cabrera to take the bull by the horns, but again, as I mentioned, only hitting 1 for 23 right now in spring, so, you know, nothing really spectacular there as well. And he's another guy where you figure, you know, is it ever going to work out for this guy? He had a good 2022 when he came up for a brief stint. 23 was a big failure. You figure he came into shape. He was saying all the right things, lost a little weight there. But still, right now, the results haven't been good from him at the plate. And he's another guy you say, you know, is he ever going to pan out here? Is he going to be a so quote unquote keeper? Now, the only advantage that he has over Peraza that he could play multiple positions, pretty much all the infield positions except first base. I guess if you really want to play first base, he could as well. He could play the outfield as well. So he has that flexibility as well as he plays the outfield and he's a switch hitter. So he'll probably have a little bit more nine lives to him than Peraza would. Peraza's kind of relegated. He's just a right-handed hitter, and he's either going to play shortstop most part. Could play second base and third, but he's kind of limited to what he could really do there. So Cabrera at least would have more lives there if he continues to struggle as well. So that's really with the Yankees on the field. And I'm not going to get worried about the record right now. Again, it's only been a couple of weeks of the spring training. But you got to, you know, just be honest with you. 10 games in, 3-7 there. It's not really too good. Again, you don't worry about the spring training record. You just want the guys to get their at-bats. You want pitchers to work up their arm strength and then hit the ground running once you get into the regular season. But, you know, there is kind of a culture of winning, kind of this transition into the regular season. I do believe that a little bit, just kind of getting that mindset of winning, you know, shaking hands on the mound there when you get the last out in the game versus just being the dugout and just kind of, you know, throwing a towel over your head and going into the clubhouse after a losing effort. So I think there is something to be said about that. I wouldn't put it to like a, you know, a five-alarm fire about that yet, but, you know, 3-7 there, it's not too good there. And again, there are some Yankee players that, you know, you're looking to get going with the bat. They really haven't yet. Obviously, one of them is not Juan Soto. Obviously, he's just doing fine and crushing a 447-foot home run very recently. Went out of the ballpark. I think he might have bounced on the highway or something out there. So, I mean, he's totally locked in, so you're not worried about him. But there's some other guys you'd like to see pick it up a little bit more with the bat as well, get into the regular season. And, of course, if you were concerned with Joey Votto, you know, kind of desperate out there looking for a job, looks like he will get an opportunity with the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't know if he'll actually make the team or not, but at least they're going to try him out there. So, you know, if you were concerned about Joey Votto, and looks like he was just really desperate to play out there, he will play and he'll be in a Toronto Blue Jay uniform. And look, if he makes the team and he's with them for a little bit, again, Yankees home opener is against Toronto, so hey, you might see Votto there at Yankee Stadium. So this episode, a little short and sweet there, not too much going on, but Peraza, the first, you would say, major sort of injury casualty, down for 6 to 8 weeks, right shoulder strain. We'll see what happens when he comes back, but you know, you might be looking at a future Eduardo Nunez there with them. I hope I'm wrong, but I could be right. Catch you next time.